It is with great pleasure that I welcome you on behalf of the International Trade Center and the World Trade Organization to today's discussion around China's role in the new global order. I'd like to thank Director General Pascal Lamy for holding this important meeting with us at the WTO, as it was here where a decade ago our distinguished guest speaker, Mr. Long Wang Tu, was instrumental in changing China's status in the global trading system. On the 19th of December, 2001, Mr. Long addressed the first WTO General Council meeting with China as a full-fledged member and predicted that China's accession would have far-reaching and deep impact on the global and Chinese economy. We are extremely fortunate to have the unique opportunity today to hear Mr. Long himself as to whether he believes China has actually the membership of the WTO, of China to the WTO, has contributed to China's status as the number one exporter in the world, the world's number two importer, the developing world's largest recipient of FDI, and the world's second largest economy. A new global order is emerging, with China being a main driver of the shift of economic power towards Asia as an emerging market. This is in contrast to the struggling US and Euro economies, which today look to China not only to provide solutions to the debt or economic crisis, but to take on more global responsibility. What then is the role China is willing to play in the new global order? What role should China play? ITC has been pleased to have a long association with China. First, as a recipient of trade-related technical assistance, targeted mainly at the lesser developed parts of the country. Then, as a donor for South-South cooperation. And now, as a critical partner for ITC in export development. In September 2010, the municipality of Chongqing, MOFCOM and CCPIT jointly hosted with ITC a World Export Development Forum under the theme Adapting to Post-Crisis World Trade Patterns and Lessons for Export Development. Ambassador Yu was then Vice Minister of Commerce and said Chongqing, an inland city of China, has maintained an annual growth rate of 18% in imports and exports in the recent decade, almost three times the average rate of world trade. The municipality per se, as host of the forum, was therefore a good reference and an inspiration for the discussions. Among the conclusions of the forum, ITC agreed to follow up on the following things: the benefits of South-South trade, the finalization of the Doha Round, the strengthening of the private sector's role in multilateral trading system, the mobilization of business and government to strengthen their commitments to expanding opportunities for women business enterprises as integral partners of trade, and to place more emphasis on the value rather than volume of trade and to support sustainability. We were back in Chongqing in September this year to launch our platform for action on sourcing from women vendors. In conjunction with the municipality of Chongqing, we held an exhibition and forum where more than 250 women entrepreneurs from around the world, including approximately 100 from China, met with 55 large corporations such as Accenture, Boeing, Marriott, Rio Tinto, and Walmart. The next steps is for ITC to work with its partners to enable these and other women business owners to meet buyers' requirements and tender processes through capacity building programs. Our commitment to multilateral open trading system is also underpinned with a joint ITC-WTO program on accession for least developed countries. ITC focuses on its strategic relationship with the private sector, a group which is crucial to any accession process. We promote greater collaboration between government and the private sector, and on a regular and sustained basis through well-established and functioning mechanisms, and work with stakeholders to promote an ongoing domestic reform process. This is accompanied by a capacity-building program to meet post-accession requirements. In fact, ITC has advocated the line that if domestic reform is independently and vigorously followed through by the government in collaboration with the private sector and other stakeholders, the process of WTO accession tends to fall seamlessly into place. This I learnt last night was an important strategy promoted by Mr. Long and the accession team, along with and supported by countries which supported their accession process to the WTO. We hope after today's session to take some lessons into our own accession work and to benefit from the wisdom of our distinguished panel and you, our audience. I would then like to invite Ambassador Yi, China's permanent representative to the WTO and former Vice Minister of Commerce, to deliver some opening remarks. In a WTO working group meeting last month, Ambassador Yi reemphasized China's commitment to further trade liberalization by moving forward by 3 years, duty-free and quota-free treatment for most imports and from port countries. China has been a major proponent of concluding the Doha Round, and it is an interesting coincidence that we are not only marking the 10th anniversary of Chinese accession to the WTO, but also the official launch of the Doha Round and today the accession of Russia. It is against this background that I hand over to Ambassador Li, and following that, I will ask Jean-Marie Pogam, ITC's Deputy Executive Director, to lead us through the discussions as our moderator. Mr. Ambassador, please.